USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
National Guard troops have been called into Houston after a chemical fire continues to burn.
Burning since Sunday, a chemical fire in the Houston area has officials now asking residents of Deer Park to stay indoors as they've detected higher levels of benzene.
We're being very conservative. The safety of our community is our number one concern.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, who says they have local and state partners keeping a very close eye on the situation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is condemning the detention of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido's chief of staff. In a tweet today, Pompeo blasted Nicolas Maduro's security staff for detaining the chief of staff and called for his immediate release. Pompeo says anyone involved will be held accountable, and President Trump is signing an executive order today aimed at promoting free speech on campus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took a jab at Democrats over anti-Semitism following controversial comments made by Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and the American Support of Israel. Pompeo says anti-Semitism cannot be tolerated anywhere.
Sadly, we in the United States have seen anti-Semitic language uttered even in the great halls of our own capital. This should not be.
Good news for business owners, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The Federal Reserve decided to leave interest rates unchanged and suggested there will be no more rate hikes this year. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says it's not because of a dire outlook on the economy.
The limited data that we have do show a slowdown. On the other hand, as I mentioned, we see the underlying economic fundamentals for growth this year as still very positive.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
There will never be a Hurricane Florence or Michael because of the devastation caused by those two storms last year. Those names are being retired. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Senator John McCain passed away last August, but President Trump is still sharing his opinion of his old adversary. This all began in a tweet from the president that says John McCain sent the fake dossier that was used to start the Mueller investigation to the FBI and the media, hoping to have it printed before the 2016 presidential election. From there, President Trump brought up McCain in Ohio, where he was giving a speech. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was asked his opinion on McCain and the whole Trump-McCain feud.
There's no one I admire more than John McCain. I supported him in 2000 when he was the outside maverick in the Republican Party. I supported him in 2008 when he became the consensus choice. I love John McCain. I traveled the world with him. I learned a lot from him. He's an American hero, and nothing will ever diminish that. I think the president's comments about Senator McCain hurt him more than they hurt the legacy of Senator McCain.
Senator Graham continues.
My job is to represent the people of South Carolina. They want me to work with the president where I can. I've got to know the president. We have a good working relationship. I like him. I don't like it when he says things about my friend John McCain. And the best thing that can happen, I think, for all of us is to move forward and focus on the challenges like North Korea, Venezuela, our growing economy, fixing a broken immigration system, and on and on and on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.